Let us return to Roscommon and a man of many parts. One part philosopher, one part student of the natural world, one part farmer. Keith Brennan, known to regular listeners, is now also, people, a librettist. Bray Choral Society in Wicklow is celebrating 40 years of singing together, and they have two concerts this weekend, and the varied programme is going to include the creation song of the Choir of Light, composed by Howard Goodall, with words by our very own farmer of many parts, Keith Brennan. Keith regularly shares his observations on life and on nature on his family farm in County Roscommon, and it is this world that inspired his words.
I have written a piece for choir. A composer, Howard Goodall, had seen and heard my writing about my life on a small, unkempt, half-wild Roscommon farm, and he thought to set some of that life and home to music. I have never done anything of the sort. To take my words and have them weaved into the sung air seemed, still seems, like a kind of magic. The piece begins on a morning on the farm. The ragged thorn hedges, the curl of wind through trees, the rising tide of birdsong that breaks over the fields. I talk to Howard, of pine martins, sapphire-eyed sparrowhawks, of farmer friends in love with cuckoos and swallows, of the leverets I find in the rushy lee of a field, the furious greening that grips the spring world, the ramshackle hedges and pastures that let slip tumbles of wildflowers from the fields that flow out and along roads and across woodlands. He talked to me of choral music, of Brexit and of culture wars, the public and private loneliness of COVID, of how community can be made by music, by song, of how we find one another when we gather to listen and to be heard. I told him of how Roscommon farmers are sometimes pagans in their hearts, quietly closer to the gods they hold dear in amongst the cuckoo calls and the flying of the swallow in their farms and fields, or so I think. We talked of how that wildness and the love of it is a shared thing. Women and men who would not call themselves poetically inclined, but for who the cuckoo call has as much or more meaning than a church bell, whose lives, farms and fields connect them to Congolese rainforests, the dust of African soil shed from swallows' plumage in Elphin, Knockvicker and Ahakilty. My small farm and its wildnesses are the work of community. The parish is crisscrossed with tree-rich family farms. Ragged hedgerows are a linear forest that thread wildness through the valley. Red squirrels bury hazels in my woods from nearby farms. My wildflower meadows are sown from the seed bank of my neighbour's lands. The music and my simple poetry are my attempt to translate that landscape into sung sound and share it far outside this small world. Because it is beautiful, and because, as both Howard and I believe, wherever we share with one another the experience of beautiful things, the divides are blurred, the gap between people close and is bridged, and we are pulled a little closer in the sharing, and in the sharing we build community. So it is in my farm, so it is in my neighbour's fields, and so it will be, I think, when the choir sing.
Let us sing as birds in flight our song of wondrous bright, of joyous bright. Recorded earlier this week in rehearsal with conductor Frank Kelly. That is Creation Song, music by Howard Goodall, and words by our own Keith Brennan. You can hear the full piece and the full concert tonight, St Andrew's Church, Weston Row in Dublin, and tomorrow in the Church of the Holy Redeemer in Bray, County Wicklow.